This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred has walked into one of the bigger Wisconsin budget controversies, whether about $300 million in taxpayer money should go to the Milwaukee Brewers for long-term maintenance projects at American Family Field. Governor Tony Evers is proposing the state help. State legislators have put the matter on hold for now while dealing with other parts of the governor's recommended state budget. Commissioner Manfred in Milwaukee, as part of a tour of major league teams, told news reporters yesterday afternoon that he's confident governments will come up with a package that also convinces the Brewers to stay longer.
This ballpark is an asset. I think the Brewers are interested in a long-term relationship, an extension of lease that keeps them here. Major League Baseball provides great economic activity in all of its markets, especially in a market where you draw like this market does. And so it's not just an expense item. It's an investment in keeping Milwaukee a Major League city.
The Brewers have drawn more than 2 million fans a year, almost every year, since Miller Park opened in 2001. Three times, attendance topped 3 million. They're averaging about 28,000 fans per game this year. The Brewers would be breaking their lease if they left Milwaukee before 2030. The baseball commissioner would have to approve any move. Manfred says that's not a consideration right now.
There is not a scenario that is in my mind at the current moment. I'm more focused on resolving this immediate issue in a timely way so that the ballpark is well maintained for the benefit of the fans.
Manfred should not look to the Milwaukee County Board for assistance. Supervisors voted unanimously yesterday not to put any county tax revenue into helping the Brewers renovate American Family Field. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.